Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome. It is New Year's Eve. Fa-la-la-la-la. The ball is dropping tonight. Are you going to watch the ball?
I don't. If I stay
you
up.
You watch the ball.
I usually okay. do. I mean, the kids love to. It's fun. We'll do that. I mean, it's fun watching the fireworks. We're going to be downtown Omaha, so there'll be fireworks and all sorts of stuff. My thing is like, it's an endurance game, like make it to midnight.
Oh my God. I hear you. Right? I don't know. I mean, yeah,
we get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, I need a nap.
I don't make it to midnight. I don't, because of, like you said, we get up so stinking early. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens there. All right, so let's get motivated here. I gave you three choices of picnic foods left in the sun too long. Mm-hmm. You already picked the chicken salad. Now you have deviled eggs and potato salad. What is your poison? Pick your poison.
Potato salad.
Ooh, get a big old bite of this.
Good morning, rock star. Today we'll be calling on some good old-fashioned blunt force straight to your doubts. Horsepower, heavy-duty cast-iron pile drivers that'll bury your self-doubt so deep that it'll rattle its ancestors. Every time that self-doubt rears its head, it's gonna feel like it's kissing an express train. So get the hell out there and go make your dreams real.
Make them real. Make them real.
Go get them.
Go get them, boys.
Tackle the new year.
The new year. Have you decided on any New Year's resolutions?
I don't like to do resolutions like that.
Really? Come on.
Yeah. Let's just see. I go in with an open mind.
Yeah, I know. I know it's stuff. Well, that's why you got to make them easy, I think, you know, like cutting off.
What
like
have you
I'm
got
not
going
to take. I decided I'm going to celebrate more of the minor victories is what I'm going to do. How do you like that one? So victories.
What do you constitute as a minor? What's a minor victory?
I'll decide when it is. I'm like, you know, that was a good one. I think I'm going to celebrate that little one, you know? So yeah, minor victories could have something to do with the podcast that, you know, we could reach a level.
Like, I got out of bed today. Woohoo!
I feel like it. Yes.
I mean, let's try to put some boundaries on what a minor victory is. You're like showered, ate today.
Yep. Well, hey. It could be showered
Sounds
3 days
like
in a row.
You broke up with somebody.
You know, it's celebrate minor victories. So whatever the victory it is, you know, you should be celebrating stuff like that anyway. You know, if you do something good or something good happens or you accomplish something where it makes you feel good, you should buy yourself a coffee or something. Be like, hey, not just because you bought yourself a coffee, just be like, you know what? I'm going to buy myself this eggnog latte and I'm going to get a little dirty with it. So, you know, that's I mean, you're adding other stuff to it, not like dirty.
What else would I be adding to an eggnog latte?
I don't know what you add to your eggnog lattes. Chocolate.
Get crazy. You're like eggnog?
Yeah. Well, hey. That's my thing. That is my thing.
On the spot right now thinking, I probably want to get more steps in. I'd like to get more steps.
That's obtainable.
Because I'm, you know, Apple, back to my phone. my best friend.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like my only friend.
I'm with you.
But they've got, you know, you can see your steps. And so I've been trying to do better about, you know, and seeing like how you do for the year, right? And so that's the thing, is that I'm walking more this year compared to last year.
Well, do you have a number of how many steps you've had in this year?
It's so sad. It is so pathetic.
How is that pathetic? What is it?
Last year I had 4,000 steps a day average, like sloth level. And then this year it's 4,400. So
you got more.
Yeah, but I need to be like getting at five. I mean, and up. For a while there, I was doing really good. And then I started a new job that has me getting up at 2:30 in the morning. And I have zero energy in which to like go and walk. I walked yesterday.
So you got 4,300 average?
Yeah.
Okay, for this year. Okay, I
think that's... What is yours per day for the year?
Oh, two. So you got 1,569,500 steps in a year. That's how you have to look at it. Don't look at it as you average. Yeah, look at, get your total number and then try to beat that. You know, so 1,569,500.
I mean, I was doing really well there for a while. I mean,
weather and stuff like
that. October, I averaged 7,300 steps a day. Wow. And that was October. Yeah. And then in September, it was 7,500 steps a day. So I was doing really well there for a while. And then the weather dropped off, and so did my motivation.
Well, yeah. That's
November came and it went from 7,500 to 5,000.
I don't even know where to
chilling at four.
I don't know where to get my steps. I can guarantee you it's not good. Well, I mean, I don't know where to get it on my with my best friend Phony.
Oh,
Mr. Phony. I don't know where to
look. It's your little heart app.
Oh, I just looked that up and it's telling me to sign up for stuff. Welcome to health.
Apparently, it's telling you to sign up.
It's telling me to add stuff. Apparently, I've never used it. so it's like going,
which would be normal if you'd gotten the phone like a week ago, but I know you've had that phone for a bit.
Yeah. So steps, looks like I average 879 steps. That's
my
not
God,
in a,
man,
that's
move.
Not in a year. That's not a year, Molly. Is that a year? Is that what it is? You're walking less than you usually do by this point. That's because I don't go anywhere, people. I just chill here like a chilling machine does.
Well, they yesterday the chill I did the master. Treadmill.
Oh, God, I haven't done the treadmill in a while. I need to get on that, too.
I mean, that's just kind of like you just zen out. I mean, I go on that thing and all of a sudden it's stopping. And I'm like, it's been 35 minutes. Like, I just go to my happy place. I seriously, I just stare off into space, listen to music. Yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, it's 35 minutes. I was like, where did the time go?
Yeah,
let's add another 15 minutes. Apparently, I'm just ready to disconnect.
What are you staring at? You're just staring at the wall.
No, staring out. We've got a patio door, and so I just stare out the window. Yeah, stare out the window. Just watch life go by. Next thing you know, I hear this beep 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 beep, and they're like, "It's been 35 minutes because it's 30 minutes of walking and then 5 minutes of cool down."
Okay.
And so,
you actually do the cool down, huh? Are you a fast walker?
Yeah, I probably get up to like, I mean, yesterday I was slow walking and it was 3.8.
Hmm.
So usually I'm up at like 4.2.
Sounds like you need to step your next year. We'll just say you'll get average of 5,000. There you go. I'll celebrate these minor victories. And
thank you.
And you keep working on that wall. You keep that walking on going. You just walk on.
Well, a lot of people. So here's what's crazy. So we are post Christmas, but the whole thing is that it's called Happy Returnuary.
Oh,
they say 17% of holiday sales will be returns.
17%.
Yes. That the average price is like $100 to $200. It's mostly clothes because it's like somebody got the wrong size.
Well, all right. So I'm watching the news after it was the day after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this segment on when to return or prepare and how to return your stuff. And I thought to myself, how soon do you need to return your stuff? Oh my God, people. So they're like going Saturday, return it Sunday. And then they start talking about a lot of these box stores. There's a deadline and when you can return them. I had no idea. So some of them are like 2 weeks. Some of them are like a month, which doesn't seem right. You should be able to return it. Get a little bit more time out of it. Right. Or
well, I think
at least avoid the holidays.
That seems normal.
Okay. I don't return stuff rarely. but
yeah, I mean, I think a lot of times, like, you know, it's tough, like, if you don't have a receipt, you know, but this is the thing, is that they say Americans return tens of billions of dollars worth of gifts. I mean, that's the thing, is that it's just so much money. Like, so much money gets spent in the lead up to Christmas and the holidays, and then so much gets returned.
Where does that stuff all go?
They're like, it kind of sometimes goes to a landfill. I was like, stop talking.
Well, like, that's what I heard about. That's I went and returned some stuff to Kohl's. It was from Amazon. Okay. And I just saw some story or something talking about that's where all of the stuff goes, is a giant landfill.
Sometimes Amazon's just like, just throw it away. Like, we're just not going to restock it.
And so I asked the guy, I said, where does this stuff go? What do you think? He's like, I have no idea. But I mean, it's obviously there's so many returns. You got to hire a couple people to, you know, take returns all day at a cold store. But yeah, how sad is that? If that's in fact the truth, that I know that some of these stores will buy trucks of stuff that was returned.
Okay.
And then they'll put it on their shelves at their whatever store they have. I wonder what happens to all that. I mean, does it go back on the shelves? I doubt it, right? I mean, you don't know what's wrong with it.
Some of it can, but like, I mean, but there are some things where it's just like, it's not worth the bother for them to restock it, you know? So it's just like it just goes. I mean, people returning, think about it. Like, you bought a bunch of holiday lights, right? And you only took one out of the box and you didn't use all three that you bought. You're taking those other two back. Like, are they stocking that for next year? Or is it just like, now that's just garbage?
Gosh, how sad is that? If that's the truth, that sucks.
But like, we're using that again, right, guys? They're like, sure, whatever you got to tell yourself.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you don't feel guilty about returning. I didn't take anything.
There was nothing to be returned this year.
Okay. Yeah, I returned one thing, and it was quick, but it wasn't a Christmas gift. It was just a toilet handle that wasn't working correctly. Yeah, the toilet broke.
Gee,
I had to repair that. There was a lot of weird stuff going on our drain. The toilet broke. I had to fix that, but I got this thing, and it wasn't working, the handle. Mm-hmm. And so I took it back. I'm like, this is crap. It's not working. I can't get the thing to work. Mm-hmm. And so I went to get a different one. And they said, do you just want to return? Just get another one of these. I'm like, I don't want to deal with the same problem. If that one's not working, you know. So I went to get a different one. Those other ones were junk. And I'm like, God, I'm just going to grab what I had before and pray that it works correctly. And it worked good. And then also the sink downstairs in the kitchen that plugged up for some reason. I don't even know how or what.
Maybe it has to do with you the other day telling us about the 20 deviled eggs you made.
That could be it. It could be it, because there were a bunch of eggs shells that I zipped up. And I think there might have been it looked like there was a napkin of some sort. It's a weird fibery thing. I didn't know what it was. But anyway, that plugged up. And now I'm looking for the plunger. Right? Mm-hmm. The plunger. So I'm thinking plunger will work. We don't have a plunger because I threw it away. No, I threw it away. I hate plungers. They're gross to me. They gross me out. I don't know why.
I mean, so they are gross, but they're also like necessary.
I learned that. So I threw it away. I think I can't find it because I remember it being in the guest bathroom for some, you know, it was just there. That's where people put plungers. Where's your plunger at? You know? Okay, so this plunger was like next to the toilet. And it just grossed me out so much that I'm like, I don't want people coming over to use the restroom and having to stare at this. It's always this orange looking thing. And it, you know,
stop
it's been
talking.
I'm just saying. Stop. Anyway, that happened and I got that fixed. Thank God for Drano. I had some Drano and got that stuff done. But yeah.
Careful on that stuff.
But yeah, I know. Oh, I hear you. I hear you. So yeah, there you go. Welcome to Toilet Talk. New podcast starting next week.
Like, it's big. You guys, big. We've got a spinoff. It's called Toilet Talk. Zero Toilet Talk.
Actually, that would be actually a fun podcast.
No, it wouldn't.
Toilet Talk. can talk about things. Toilet talk. You can talk about things like toilet paper, softness, plies, different levels like that. But anyway, that's really a whole nother, no other project. You know what we got stuck on? I just got to tell you, we were Taylor Swift. I don't know how you're going to do this. Yes.
How was it?
Oh, my God. It was fantastic.
I know. It's so good.
I thought it was really good. And I got teary-eyed towards the end because it's the end. Yeah. Yeah.
Teary-eyed?
We both did. It's very moving. Because remember, she did this concert for, a couple years all around the world. And she built this relationship. She's a different type of artist. I've heard of nightmare artists where they don't even, communicate with the people that are working on the show. Like that. She is not like that. She's 100% all in with, everybody that helps with the show. And so it was the last show. That's how it ended. And then from after it's over, what happens after that? Well, she also released the last show. So that's 3 hours. So,
and you watched the whole thing?
Wyleen did. I had to leave. I'm like, I got to go fix the toilet. She's like,
well, you'll know where I am when you come back 3 hours later. Will not have moved from this spot.
Yeah, I don't know how you're doing it by not watching that. Gracie, was it a thumbs up?
Disney Plus.
Thumbs down for you? It was thumbs up to her. Oh my God. Got it. I mean, if I like it, then yeah, that says a lot because I'm not a Swiftie. So yeah. Anyway, that's what we were watching. And what Travis gave her for Christmas? Yes.
Travis, this did not get returned. He got her a bread knife. Isn't that like the sweetest? she bakes all that bread.
Yeah.
And so he got her a bread knife. I thought that was so sweet. What do you get her? Seriously, what are you going to do? He already got her a huge rock. They're getting married.
Well, that's different.
A gajillionaire. She can get whatever she wants. Yeah, but this is sweet.
That's
this
simple.
Is like, I
that's
pay
a
attention
simple...
to you. Yeah.
There I am.
Oh, my God. What's going on with you?
I don't know. I missed my opportunity to just take off my shirt when the camera shut off. But there you go.
Thank you for not jump scaring us like that. Terrifying. No, I thought it was really sweet.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, it's like they're both, quadrillionaires now, combined. So, yeah, I guess what do you get somebody that can get, everything on their own? I guess a bread knife. I mean, there's no different. I got Wyleen a bread maker. I got her a vacuum before, bread knife. Yeah, why not? She does like to cook all the time, like you said.
My daughter made me a bracelet, and my son got me a rock. So I was like as happy as a clam. So I
like
got jewelry.
A rock he found?
No, he went and bought it from the rock crystal store.
Oh, that's nice. Uh-huh. And you just tell me he could have just like Colin for Wyleen's birthday. Brought back a giant rock. He went camping and thought, she likes rocks. So she brought him back a giant boulder. Oh. It was big. Yeah, a giant boulder he brought back from camping. I'm like,
You're like, super thoughtful.
Yeah, if I know Nap. But he also took her out as well. But yeah.
So, well, then that's like more the gift side of things.
All right, so New Year's Eve, it's the most mangled names and words of 2025.
Lay 'em on.
So one of the most mangled names, this is also by news people. It's not just, these are by news people. The top mangled name was Zoran Mandani. He's New York City's incoming mayor.
Mayor, yep.
Yeah, Zoran Mamdani.
Mamdani.
Okay. Do you know how to say, would you have said that correctly?
I don't know if I would have said it correctly. I mean, I know his name only because it was such a big deal, him winning, and then like the president weighed in on it, and then they had a meeting, and it was like a whole thing.
Okay. All right. Here's the theft of crowns, the crown jewels in France.
Yes.
What's the name of that museum?
The Louvre.
The Louvre. The Louvre. The Louvre.
Oh, people were saying the Louvre.
No, that's what it is. It ends with a R. Yeah,
yeah,
it does.
But that's not how you pronounce it.
It is. It is. It's L-O-U-V-R-E, and they pronounce it Louvre. The Louvre. Louvre. It is. The R is just not there. It is. This is. I'm telling you. You've been saying it wrong. Stop saying it wrong.
I've been saying it wrong? Okay.
What is the active ingredient in Tylenol called?
Acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen. You got that right. Okay.
Oh.
All right. So now what's that drug for diabetes, obesity, the shot? What's the name of that company? It starts with an M.
Merilisk?
No. Mon.
Oh, Manjaro?
Manjaro.
Yeah. Manjaro.
Yes. All right. You're saying that correctly, too.
Okay.
All right. So all right, there's the windstorm, the storm that battered Ireland in January in 2025. It's storm. Do you know it? Do you even know it?
Like what? It had a name?
E-O-W-Y-N.
E-O-W-Y-N.
Uh-huh.
Owen?
A-O-N.
Aowen.
That's such a dumb segment. But
oh, my God. No, Aowen. All right. That's crazy, though.
Yeah. They were all calling it Erwin.
Yeah.
Storm Erwin, you know.
Like, no.
All right. And then that toy that took over that everybody loves so much starts with an L. Yeah. How do you pronounce that?
Labubu.
Labubu. Not Labubu. Labu. Like boo.
Labubu. Labubu.
Yeah, you're saying it right. And then there's Alexander Skar.
Skarsgård.
Skarsgård.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. Skarsgård, eh?
Skarsgård, yeah. Ooh, I said Skarsgård.
I mean,
too.
Listen, he answers to anything. He's so good looking.
I think my most mispronounced word would be rotisserie. I just learned I call it rotisserie.
If we had an end of year.
Oh, my. Yeah. Rotisserie. You said that rotisserie. Weird. It's rotisserie. Uh-huh. I always called it rotisserie for some reason. I don't know why.
Just an extra little zip to it.
Yeah. And I do recall you mispronouncing at one given time.
Motorcycle.
Yes. Motorcycle.
Took me forever. I was always saying motor. I don't know if I can say it the wrong way now because I like trained myself. It's motorcycle.
It's motorcycle.
But I always would be like motorcycle.
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 It was a motorcycle.
I couldn't say it for forever. We would do news segments. You're like, I'm sorry, what was involved in that accident? I was like, don't make me say it again. You're like, motorcycle?
What is a motorcycle? And then the other word that I for some reason, I'm working on, I think I got better, is the word toilet.
Yeah, toilet.
I used to call
it. You say that one weird.
I do say that weird. I concentrate a little bit more. So it was toilet. I don't know why I would call it toilet. Where does that even come
from? It's toilet.
Yeah, it's toilet. Not toilet.
Not toilet.
Yeah. So those are my words that I probably mispronounce. I don't know if I have any more in just idle conversations. Do you at all?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I mean, obviously, if you're saying it wrong, you think you're saying it right. Like nobody's intentionally saying a word incorrectly. Like you're not going in thinking like, I know it's toilet, but I'm going to say toilet. You know, I mean, you're saying it wrong because you've confused it or you've learned it the wrong way. So I don't know. I'm sure there probably are words.
But how do you say
the one that I need to look up and I always mean to do it. Is it anyway or anyways?
Anyway or anyways. Anyways.
So if you're like saying, ah, anyway, blah, 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 I was doing this anyway. The point of the story is blah, blah, blah. But then there are some people that say, hey, I was doing this anyways. And I'm like, I don't know if there's an S on that.
There isn't. There isn't. That's anyway. I say anyway. I don't say anyways.
Anyways, I have friends that say anyways. And it always hangs me up. I'm always like, is that right? Grace, do you say anyway or anyways?
Anyways. Anyways. She says anyways. Okay. I guess I got to catch myself.
Some people do say anyways. And I can't tell if they're both right. Or yeah. If one is correct and one's not, I need to look it up. It's something that drives me crazy. And I only thought about it because you were talking about mispronounced words. And I always wonder, am I mispronouncing it? Or is the person saying anyways mispronouncing it or misusing it?
Okay.
And it just irks me because I if I'm saying it wrong, I want to get it right. That's my thing. Is that what, like, about, if I'm the one messing up, then I want to get it right.
You want to get it right. What about the word?
Like, am I annoying people when I say anyway instead of saying anyways? And they're all like, oh,
yeah, I don't know.
Why does she not put the
someone's
S
asking? Someone's having the same question, same conversation. You know, this girl at work, mm-hmm. She keeps saying anyway.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, are my friends out there like, it's so weird. She says that word weird. I don't know why she doesn't put the S on there. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm that person for somebody out there.
Quite I guess possibly. She could be. What about Creighton?
Creighton.
Creighton. Creighton. I want to correct that.
It's Creighton.
It's Creighton. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people call it Creighton. Creighton. The news people. Creighton. It's
you
not
know what
Creighton.
Word I can't really say that I just thought about this and it came what? Up the other day? Bagel.
What is a bagel? A bagel? Like the thing you eat?
Yeah.
That's a bagel. Bagel.
Bagel. I say bagel.
Say eagle.
It's a bagel.
Say eagle.
Eagle.
Bagel. Say let go my bagel. It's bagel.
Let go my bagel.
Yeah, there you go. You said it right. Did I? You're saying it wrong. Yeah, because you're going bagel. What are you saying again?
Bagel.
Bagel. You say it weird.
Bagel. Bagel. Can there I get go. A bagel, please? Like, did she have a stroke? Why is she talking like that? Hello. I am here to order a bagel.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Peter brought home a bag of bagels, and I was like, first of all, I don't want those in the house.
Yeah.
We don't need carbs just laying around like that. And he's like, well, I got cream cheese because this was part of his horrible shopping. This was part of his horrible shopping when he decided to go and spend $300 on one bag of groceries and had decided that it was a buy one, get one free, and it was actually he just bought two of things. One of those was a double pack of cream cheese. And I'm like, well, nobody in this house eats cream cheese. Like, needed it for a recipe. And so he's like, well, yeah. But then I realized if I got bagels, then I could have bagels and cream cheese. And I was like, why would you get bagels? And he's like, what did you just say?
So you said it again. Bagels, 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 bagels. Like, hey, can I get a bagel?
Bagel.
What, sir?
Bagel.
All right, here's another one for me, and I can never figure out what it is. I forever, is it taste test or test taste?
Taste test.
See, I say test taste. It's a taste test. Yeah.
It's a taste test.
But I always say test taste.
Hmm.
Yeah. Doesn't that coincide, you don't think? Test taste.
I mean, I've always known it as taste test.
Yeah.
So I've never thought about it the other way.
Okay. How about Worcestershire sauce?
Worcestershire. We just had some Worcestershire sauce the other day.
How do you say it?
Worcestershire.
I think that sounds right. I think that sounds
Worcestershire.
Right. Worcestershire.
It's not Worcester. I'll tell you that.
I wish it was. It'd be easier for everyone else to say. Yeah. So anyway,
my college
words.
Roommate was from Worcester, Massachusetts, and it looks Worcester. Like it looks like Worcester. And so I was like, hey, so you're from Worcester. She's like, it's Worcester.
Worcester. Hey, all right, we're going to wrap here, but I do want to give our own little wrap for the Big Party Show podcast. I don't know if you're aware, but I'm going to let you guys all know. All right. So we launched this podcast on March 24th in 2025. It hasn't been a full year yet. It has grown beyond my expectations this quickly. I'm sure yours as well, Molly, because, you know, we kind of have a low bar, but we don't work that way. A low bar, you don't get disappointed as quickly. But I do have a goal by the time our year hits, and I think we're going to hit it. So right now we're just over 80,000 downloads, which is pretty remarkable in that shortest span. And that's from all of you guys, all you party crashers. And it just keeps growing higher and higher. So there we are right there for 2025, started in March 24th, just over 80,000 downloads. Would you look at that?
That's awesome.
Would you look at that?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Still more to come.
Yes, a lot more to come. All right, we're going to get out of here, though, and enjoy the New Year. You guys be safe, and we'll be at you real soon. Have a good one. 2026. Well, it's already here. All right, do yourself good. We'll see you.